Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Nice to have you aboard. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. What a start to the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Thomas Dietrich leads the way at 12 under. And a variety of big-time names near the top of the leaderboard. Tom Kim, Jordan Spieth, Scottie Scheffler, all in the mix going into the weekend. Charlie, how you doing this morning?
You know, I've had a great morning. I was running well ahead of schedule, and then I made a decision to stop to look for something, and then I got behind. But having said that, Saturday's a good morning. Good golf is being played in Phoenix. Everybody's chipping in, holing ones, and nobody's jumping in the lake.
Yeah, no, and we'll get to the way the tournament directors, they've settled this tournament down a little bit, Charlie.
A little.
And they've done that. Well, the atmosphere on 16 is still there. Your guy, Argentine Emiliano Grillo, what a hole-in-one yesterday there on 16. Dunked it, Charlie.
Very nice.
But they have settled it down a little bit. You know, they raised the general admission price for the whole week from $210 to $400. A couple publications in the Scottsdale area weren't too happy about that. But last year was just a little bit of a disaster, Charlie, with the rain and the frost delay, and everything was wet, and they're not ready for that at TPC Scottsdale. It looks a whole lot better this year as far as, you know, no one's jumping in the bunkers, no one's throwing beer everywhere, but still just an incredible football, NFL-esque atmosphere there.
Yes, it's and it's great golf. I can't believe the quality of shots these guys are hitting every day. They get so good, and to see Jordan Spieth after 6 months layoff getting his hand back in shape and seeing him play the last nine holes yesterday in just an incredible fashion, that pumps me up. Comeback kid of the year,
yeah.
You're probably going to get, huh?
But now, Charlie, they talked a lot yesterday on the coverage about how, you know, they showed a picture from Jordan Spieth in 2015, and his left wrist position at the top of the backswing was a little more cupped. And then they fast-forwarded to 1920. It was a little more bowed. Now he's trying to get it back to a little more cupped and across the line in that pre-shot routine. What are your thoughts there?
Well, whatever he's doing it right.
Yeah.
Because the ball's not going left. And, you know, The video is revealing. There's no doubt about it. He's not crossed the line, and that means the club is pointing to the way to the right anymore. So hopefully that, you know, this is going to last. You know.
Yeah. Now tied for fourth heading into the weekend. Spieth is at 9 under. Carded 2 eagles. Yesterday, one on 13, one on 15, and he's had plenty of success here over the years. You know, back-to-back top six finishes, played well here in 23 and 24, even though, you know, he didn't have his best stuff in either one of those years. So, Spieth, you know, three back of Dietrich heading into the weekend. You know, Tom Kim up there as well. We saw him finish seventh at Pebble Beach last week. Charlie, the broadcast made a ton of the way Tom Kim, you know, he's a little static over the golf ball, and he can, you know, sit there for about 10 to 12 seconds over the golf ball before he pulls the trigger. Do you think there, you know, we see players like Brian Harman go through this with the waggles. You know, is there just a, you know, when you watch Tom Kim and you watch someone remain a little static over the golf ball, do you think that's because of some mental thoughts going through the head, or, you know, that's just his routine?
You know, it's a combination thereof, and most of the time, it gets stuck. Yeah. you get stuck and you can't release the club. So that's why Mr. Hogan always waggled the club before he started his swing.
Wow.
Put the club in motion. And Jay Hebert, one of the great golf pros, winner of the PGA Championship, you know, he had a waggle. He said the waggle is the most important part of a golf swing because motion creates motion, and that's the way you get the club going.
Yeah.
Hogan had a hard time getting the club going back. So to see what these guys are doing, it's been done many, many times. Sergio Garcia used
the grip.
Grip it 17 times in New York, drive those New Yorkers crazy. It's just, motion is hard to get going. I mean, you know, why does a basketball player dribble?
Yeah.
Because he wants to get that rhythm, you know, spot up, shoot. So it's a nerve problem.
Charlie, you've been to this tournament a bunch.
Yes.
I mean, TPC Scottsdale, you know, your guy Angel Cabrera finished 15th here back in 2015 when Brooks Koepka won. You know, when it comes to this course and how firm it's playing this week, are the conditions a bit of a surprise from what you've seen in years past?
No. The conditions in Scottsdale, Arizona, this time of the year can be so good. But I've also seen it snow in April.
Yeah.
Right up there. You know, it's in the mountains, you know, just a little of it. So it's the desert weather is really incredible.
Yeah.
It can be so good, and then it can get all messed up, just like in Palm Springs, but more importantly in Phoenix.
Yeah. Oh, well done. You know, when you look at where the favorites are at through the midway point of this tournament, Scottie Scheffler obviously was the opening favorite. I think he opened at plus 350 at the beginning of the week. He's in a tie for 12th at 7 under after opening 69-66. Charlie, with the leader at 12 under, with Dietrich at 12 under, is Scheffler 7 under still? Is he still in play to win this tournament going into the weekend?
There's always a 60 on the board. You guys can go low. I mean, they from somebody in the 50th spot can shoot 60 and get close to the lead. So it's Sunday, the last nine holes is when that tournament starts to, even out and people put themselves in chance. But right now, everybody's got a chance.
Yeah. Justin Thomas also, you know, he's in a tie for 7th. He was the second favorite to start this week. He's at 8 under after 66-68. You know, a lot of people waiting on Justin Thomas's 13th career PGA Tour victory. We saw Rory break out of it last week, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Justin Thomas obviously still in the mix. 4 shots back at Dietrich heading the weekend. Sung J.M. was the third favorite. He's in a tie for 35th at 4 under. And Sam Burns was the fourth favorite. He is in a tie for 52nd at 3 under. The big story yesterday was Luke Clanton, the Florida State sophomore. He has put on an absolute show here over the last year. He's gotten multiple exemptions into PGA Tour events, multiple top 20 finishes. Thanks to the PGA Tour U ranking, which kind of allows college players to amass points in college that could ultimately lead up to a PGA Tour card. If you get 20 points through PGA Tour U before the end of any college season, you get awarded a PGA Tour card. And right now, Luke Clanton is at 19 points. Had he made the cut, had he shot in 2 under over the last 2 days, and he would have punched his PGA Tour card. He had a putt on 18 to make the cut, to get it to 2 under, ultimately missed. Here was Clanton's reaction.
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't have that putt. I wouldn't be nervous over that putt. Again, we thought about the cut from 14 on, basically. But, you know, it's not going to change where it was. It's not going to change where I read it.
All right, my apologies there for the audio. When the tour gets their interviews, you know, only one audio wave is playing. So I try to match them up, and sometimes it just doesn't work depending on where they are. But Clanton, you know, really a great perspective, Charlie. He's going to have a bunch more chances to get that last point.
Yeah,
he's a front runner for the Ben Hogan Award, which will be awarded this summer. He's going to get his PGA, playing the Valspar here in a few months. Just a Florida State sophomore, Charlie. Really unbelievable.
No. These kids are really showing their quality, and the NCAA has really put together a good golf program for all the major universities. Good tournaments, you're getting TV coverage, so it's a major sport right now.
No, it really is. To have the connection bridge between college golf and pro golf was a big step for the PGA Tour. When you look at the way other sports, you know, all other sports, you know, you're drafted at a college based on your performance. Where, you know, 5 years ago, you could be the number one player in college golf and not automatically get your card coming out. So that's great to see. Charlie, great to see a cut line this week, too. You know, the entertainment level of Friday afternoon with a cut line, you know, it's world class. You know, we have to have it there. I would like to see, you know, some of these signature events have dropped the cut line. How crucial is it? You've watched golf for a long time. It's a great thing to have.
Well, there's pros and cons. You know, it does, you know, spice up Thursday and Friday play and the people trying to get a paycheck. You know, you got to make the cut to get paid on the PGA Tour. But then if you look at the organization of tournaments, it's easier to run a tournament for 70 guys, then 150, and then you it's one of the problems when you have a full field is if you get a frost delay, you got to finish Friday's round on Saturday.
Yeah,
and that just kind of is.
Yeah, they've run out of daylight the last 2 days in Phoenix. Yeah, you know, so, with the full field, even without a frost delay.
Yeah.
Plus, you throw in and Jordan Spieth, who, you know, he had no problem making the cut this week, but he's talked a lot about, you know, one of the reasons they dropped the cut was, you know, just in case one of your stars, one of your favorites, doesn't have a great first 2 days, the fan who was working on Thursday and Friday still has an opportunity to come out and see them play on Saturday and Sunday. But the entertainment value of the Friday afternoon cut line, watching Clanton try to grind it out for his card. You know, I thought it was one of the best days of golf watching.
I've done that a few times.
You have, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever play Phoenix?
No.
No? Did you ever go to try Monday?
No, I didn't. It was such a big tournament, and I taught a lot out there with Jim Flick in the desert in Phoenix, and it's a good golf tournament, but I like the majors.
Yeah.
I just qualified for the majors.
Yeah, you just a couple U.S. Open and PGAs, right?
Yeah.
Just a couple practice rounds with Jack Nicklaus.
I always wanted to play in the Bing Crosby tournament in Pebble Beach. The tournament was last week that Roy won. And what fashion did he win? I mean, that was just incredible display of power golf.
Yeah.
And his putter was as smooth as it's ever been, and that was really a great show of his talents.
No, and we're going to talk about that on the other side. We got to take a quick break, but no, loads of good stuff ahead. You know, Rory, his 27th PGA Tour win at Pebble. We'll talk about that and more to come as far as the WM Phoenix Open and how everything's going to play out this weekend. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now for the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Nice to have you aboard. Thomas Dietrich leads the way at the Phoenix Open, 66-64. He's at 12-under, two shots clear of Alex Smalley and Michael Kim. We haven't seen Michael Kim win since the 2018 John Deere Classic. Good to see him back in the mix. And you got a couple superstars in a tie for fourth at 9-under, and Tom Kim and Jordan Spieth. One more thing before we get to Rory. Charlie, this was actually, you know, we talked about, you know, you qualifying for majors and PGA Tour events. This past Monday was the last Monday qualifier ever for the Phoenix Open. You know, the PGA Tour is doing away with a lot of the Monday qualifiers, and you have one of them in Will Chandler, who's in a tie for 12th You know, at 7 under, it's, you know, another thing we talked about, cut line last segment, Monday Qs. Also a very fun aspect of the PGA Tour to have your, you know, your average Joe be able to walk on the first tee to Monday and potentially get into a PGA Tour event.
But now they've created the Corn Ferry Tour.
Yeah, Corn Ferry Tour, America's Tour.
Plenty of opportunities, yeah. The Latin American Tour. And the tour, like I said, the guys running the tournaments, Augusta has always played with a very small field.
Yeah.
And it for the economics of the event, it really helps the organizers. Right. And so I understand it, but you know, you go to the minor leagues and then you'll get back to the
PGA
Majors.
Tour. Yeah. So we'll see how Will Chandler plays out this week, and also talked about play not being able to finish. He didn't finish his second round, so he's 4 under through 16 in his second round. He'll have to come out in the morning here shortly and finish up his round. Rory McIlroy, Charlie, you mentioned that he won his 27th PGA Tour win. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you was, Rory, you know, really did not hit as many drivers off the tee in that final round as he normally would. He only averaged 286 off the tee in the final round, dialed it back on a few holes, particularly 18 on the final day. He took iron off that tee, and he said that a younger Rory would have never taken that kind of approach. And how can that kind of approach be of any kind of value to those watching at home?
Well, your chances, you're hitting a 2-iron off the tee with water on the left all the way down. I mean, that's penalty, and your mind goes right to the water. So you go with a sensible club that, you know, 99.9 times you're going to put it in the fairway and play it as a 3-shot hole, and it's a smart golf.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, he's been able to be one of the big time talkers as far as the future of the game. Charlie, we heard that, you know, Jay Monahan and Adam Scott went and paid a visit to the president this week, try to get this, you know, deal with the PGA Tour and the PIF resolved. But, you know, great to see Rory back, and you know, our guess is as good as, you know, as far as him winning a major. You know, Trevor Immelman, a lot of the broadcasts, they predicted that this will be the, you know, Rory gets his first major, his fifth major. We haven't seen him win a major in 11 years. Do you see that happening this year?
It can. Yeah. I don't. He's got a chance. I mean, there's no doubt about it. His quality of golf is really magnificent. His putter was really very, very under control. So going into the Masters, is he going to be one of the favorites? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's got to be.
Absolutely. Charlie, we heard this week that Tiger Woods is coming back. He's going to play his event next week at the Genesis Invitational. It got moved from Riviera to Torrey Pines South due to the fires. Great to have, you know, Tiger back. We've seen him at TGL a few times, but this will be the first time we've seen him since, you know, he had an additional back operation a couple months ago.
Well, too, and the sadness of his mother passing.
Yeah, that was last week.
That's always a shock to your system. She was quietly very active in his life. Yeah. And they were very close, so he seems to be handling it. It was good to see him at when they played indoors, how he was yelling at his mom, you know, and really celebrating her. So having said that, you know, it's life goes on, and we all must, you know, mourn the loss of our loved ones. But then at the same time, you know, you got to celebrate. She wants him to play.
Yeah.
And I think it's magnificent that he's come back.
Yeah. You remember when he lost Earl, his father.
I mean, as far as
what Earl meant to his game, and maybe what other dads like Mike Thomas and, you know, drawing inspiration from Earl, you know, watching Earl and Tiger, you saw it firsthand. I mean, what was so special about that relationship?
You know, from day one, his dad was the motivating factor about Tiger becoming a golfer, you know, and his dad was a sergeant in the, I think in the Army,
yeah.
And very strict, and he made him disciplined in a lot of areas that made him really the first one to really dominate a tour that has a lot of good players. Yeah. But Tiger, I mean, how many? He's won 82 tournaments.
82.
And he's 49 years old.
Yeah.
Became a billionaire.
Yeah. His dad said that he would always do something larger than golf.
He did. He did. And he's in the process of it. Yeah. He's got a beautiful foundation all across the United States and also in the homeland of his mother's Thailand. He shares his wealth many different ways. So my hat's off to the guy. I mean, he's overcome a lot. He could have played in the NFL and been in better shape.
Yeah. And never made a B in his life. I mean, not one. Stanford, high school, middle school, never made a B in his life. Charlie, you know, obviously.
I didn't either. I didn't make a C either.
You know, you almost became a Stanford Cardinal.
Oh, yeah. I was.
Well, you didn't show up to a final the previous year, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Long story.
Long story.
For another day.
It's history.
You know, how much, as Tiger being the tournament host of the Genesis Invitational, to move the tournament from Riviera to Torrey Pines South, you know, Tiger's had a bunch of success there. Won the,
8 victories.
Yeah.
The U.S. Open.
2008 U.S. Open versus Rocco Mediate. You know, when it came to picking, you know, maybe Sherwood or any of these other clubs, courses on the West Coast, why Torrey?
Well, it's set up for a tournament, yeah. and it's manicured, and Torrey is a public golf course, and they can do with it with what they want,
yeah.
And it was ready for an event, yeah. And Tiger is a heck of a draw, and so the city of San Diego, Torrey Pines, they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, they already hosted the Farmers, you know, a couple weeks ago, so they were ready for that. You know, you talked about, we talked at the beginning of the show, the Phoenix Open, you know, cooling down just a bit as far as fan experience. And, you know, last year you saw fans jumping in the water and jumping in the bunkers. And, you know, obviously still a huge scene there on 16. You saw Emiliano Grillo make a hole-in-one yesterday. And, you know, everyone's still allowed to throw their recyclable, you know, cups on the green and throw the beer everywhere. It's still a good time, but you know, the Thunderbird directors really did a lot to contain this to some extent.
Yes.
But back over the years, I mean, all the years that you went with Angel and whatnot, was it always that kind of atmosphere? Or did that start up here in the last, you know, 6-7 years?
Well, I remember the Phoenix Open in the early 80s, and it was just a quiet golf tournament. And it was at the Phoenix Country Club. And then when they moved it out to where it is now, somebody, you know, said, hey, let's go have a beer at a golf tournament. And it's just morphed into an incredible, you know, 400,000 people.
Yeah.
But it got out of hand.
And you got other tournaments trying to build the stadiums on certain holes.
Yeah.
And
they can't. That's a replica. That's one and the only. What, they got 16, 18,000 yeah. people around the par three?
Yeah. I think it's $24,000 for a week-long pass, one seat at the 16 stadium. How about that?
Well, that's great for charity.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
and it's something that had to happen. You look at 16 last year, Charlie. I mean, the stadium almost came down.
Yep.
There were so many people trying to get in there.
Yep.
You know, so I know. I think it's going to be a great weekend. Weather looks great there in Phoenix. You know, you have a heck of a leaderboard right now. You know, 2-3 somewhat unknowns there at the top of the leaderboard. Thomas Dietrich, he's been in contention.
Where did he go to school?
University of Illinois.
Who's the best golf coach
ever? You're gonna get me on this one.
One of the top three golf coaches at University of Illinois.
Todd Dietrich, Thomas Peters.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't. I can't.
We're gonna have to look it up. But, to get back.
But he runs a great program, and yeah. And if he and yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, a lot of locals have watched, you know, here in Houston have watched Thomas Dietrich. He finished tied for second behind Scheffler at the Houston Open last year. You know, this is his third career 36-hole lead. He's 0 for 2 in converting those leads. You know, had a lead there at Pebble last year, ended up finishing fourth. Had a lead at the 22. Sanderson Farms finished ninth. So, you know, he's been there plenty of times, has a wonderful golf swing. Dietrich hit, you know, all 18 greens yesterday for the first time in his career. He's hit 35 of 36 greens through the first two rounds. So, you know, playing spectacular here through the first 2 days. He's got, you know, quite a leaderboard to deal with, though. You know, Alex Smalley in a tie for second. Michael Kim, a PGA Tour winner.
Michael Kim can really play. He has really impressed me.
He is.
You know, he steps up there and he can drive his ball just as good as anybody, and
really not a massive frame either.
No, you know? He's a lot of kid in him, so he's got a good future.
Yeah, went to Cal Berkeley, won a national title there with Max Homa, and
what's wrong with Max Homa?
Brandon Hagee, and you know, I think it's just a natural little slump, Charlie. I tend to, you know, if I really had to put a reason on it, he switched equipment from Titleist to Cobra. Over this past year, I mean, I don't think that's a pretty valid or statistical-backed reason why he's struggling. But, you know, he's just in one of those slumps, kind of like Jordan was last year, Charlie.
Yeah.
But as we found out, Jordan was hurt. And we'll hear more from Spieth in the next segment. We got to take a quick break. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. Back after this.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now for the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
I've really been into one of Insperity's new signees. And once again, Insperity, an HR company that makes a difference for all business owners. This is the HR company that you need to hire. But they signed former Baylor superstar Johnny Kiefer to the list of brand ambassadors to start this season. And, you know, they unbelievable talent Johnny Kiefer is. You know, he's playing down, you know, in Columbia right now at the Korn Ferry Tour event. He opened 75, really looked like his week was over after the first round. He comes back out the second round, shoots a 9-under 61, Charlie, to make the cut, vault to a tie for 20th. You know, really just no give in Johnny Kiefer. Great player. Looking forward to watching him. But, Charlie, tell us more about why, you know, all business owners listening to the show need to go ahead and give Insperity a call.
Well, you know, we all need – we don't play golf with one club. You know, we have to have 14 clubs, and each club it has a special reason. You know, for distance and so on and so forth, the bunker club. And well, Insperity has a company of 24,000 employees. I think I got that right.
That's a big golf bag.
Big golf bag. And they all have their purpose and how they can support small businesses. And small business, as we know, runs the United States of America. Our economy is so diverse. But you have your products to sell, but you have to take care of your people with good hospitalization, with a future, and you got to have stable judgment.
Yeah.
And that's what Insperity will help with small businesses. They will lend a hand and really make that business grow. I can't say enough about the professionalism that when you walk into the home office here in Houston, it just reeks of help.
Yeah.
You know, so I know my years since 1986 of seeing this company grow. If you want help, there's no better place to call and log on to Insperity.com and let them come in and give you their opinion on what they can do for you to improve your business
and HR performance and payroll. So many different things that Insperity does for a company. And once again, Insperity.com.
I like their mantra. You know, we want small business to succeed so communities can prosper. Yeah.
They've done a great job with that. And everyone can go out and enjoy, you know, the fruits of their labor at the Insperity Invitational May 2nd through the 4th, Charlie.
That's right.
You know, the greats of golf. Is Jack and Gary and Lee, whole crew's going to be there again this year?
They have been for the last 20 years. Yeah. So it's going to be a good field.
Big John Daly parking his RV next to the media trailer.
Big John.
Doesn't get that much better than that, huh?
Big bad John.
Yeah. But it's just too good. It's just too good. I mean, every morning his wife actually comes into the media center and has breakfast.
Yes.
Talks to all the media. Just great people, Charlie. You've sat in that RV a couple of times, haven't you?
A few times.
All right, we're going to get to your questions here in a second. Charlie, I got to get your take on this. This was a big headline this week. You know, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan and Adam Scott visited the president this week at the White House. They're saying that, you know, President Trump can bring this divide, golf's divide, the PGA Tour and LIV, to a resolution. They said the reason Tiger was not there is because he had just lost his mother. So Adam Scott took his place in the meeting. You know, Monahan, you know, this was the second time he's met with Trump. He met with Trump in mid-November. They played some golf together at Trump International. And then the next day, Trump sat next to PIF Chairman Yasser Al-Rumayyan at the UFC Heavyweight Championship in New York. So this has been going on for 3 years. You and I really haven't talked about this for 3 months because it's such a waste of time. But after seeing some of this news, do you see this getting any closer, Charlie?
Well, I know that President Trump, his goals for our country are incredible. And he has a vision of business that most people don't. And he's going to lend a helping hand.
Yeah.
And it's not because of he has five or six golf courses, but he loves the game and he knows it's good for our economy. And so he'll get the government to, you know, lend their hand and make it work.
Yeah, LIV Golf is playing. You know, right now they're playing in their opener in Saudi Arabia right now under the lights. They're playing overnight there so that the audience here can tune in. We'll see how that goes. You know, I look at the world of tennis and the Saudis, the PIF, they've already invested in American tennis and all that went through with no problems. I'm not too educated on how the Department of Justice kind of gets in the way of this PGA Tour PIF deal. But in the world of tennis, you know, the PIF creates all these different entities, in the United States. They put their money into these entities and then those entities like Mubadala go and sponsor tennis. So I'm not sure how, you know, Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, he's got Affinity Partners, which is a Saudi-backed American LLC. I don't know how the PIF can't just go put their money in Affinity and then Affinity go and sponsor the PGA Tour. What I think's happening, Charlie, is I think LIV Golf wants a piece of this spring schedule. They want LIV to be in the mix. And I think they, you know, Yasser, he wants a membership at Augusta. I think this goes beyond just the partnerships. I think there's some ego kind of in the mix here.
You know, we do certain things in the United States a certain way, and we have an order, and we don't rush things, and you got to do it the right way. So you can't push yourself into certain situations. I mean, it's the Masters, the Augusta is a private club, and they have their rules and regulations on how you become a member there. So you just don't say that you want to be a member because you got $17 billion. So
at least.
They piss people off just right then and there. So take your time, grow the business, and just like what they've done with Insperity. Insperity, since 1986, has become, you know, a great business. So slow down and don't move too fast.
Yeah. When you look at the these 3 weeks right here, and we're right in the middle of it. Rory winning at Pebble. You've got a great chance for one of the stars to emerge this week between Jordan Spieth, Tom Kim, and Scottie Scheffler. And then you have Tiger returning next week. You know, last Sunday at Pebble, CBS broadcast got 3.3 million views. That's pretty damn good for a golf broadcast.
Yep.
You know, and with NFL ending, college football ending, you know, hopefully golf leads the way as far as the world of sports.
Well, hey, now, before we end this session, or this, I want to hear who you're picking for the Super Bowl.
I thought you were going to ask me about the Phoenix Open. I'm passing on the Super Bowl. You know, AJ.
Come on. By the time we sign off.
Okay. You want me to make a Super Bowl pick?
Yeah.
I think the refs already have it. They have it mapped out, Charlie.
No, that's mean.
Yeah. Now, my girlfriend Erin, she's from Philadelphia, so she's rooting for the Birds.
Oh.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is from Houston. I like Devonta Smith, former Alabama superstar. AJ, is Devonta playing this week?
Yeah, he should be. Yeah, he's in.
He's in. I'm going to have to root for the Birds, but if you want a true pick, a proper pick, I don't know. I don't know if you want to be betting against the Chiefs. What do you think, AJ?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan, so I would hate to see the Eagles win. I'm not going to lie.
You're a Cowboy fan?
Yeah, I am.
Come on.
I'm a realistic one. I'm not a delusional one, though. So, but, I mean, I can't pick the Eagles. I think it's hard to bet against Mahomes, too, though, so I'll probably pick the Chiefs.
We'll give you a pick before the end of the show. We got one more segment to do after this one. Charlie, still a couple minutes for those that, you know, missed. We talked about Spieth in the first segment. He's really done a lot of work to improve his approach play, hitting the ball fantastic right now. For those at home struggling with the iron play, you know, I thought Golf Channel also did a great session with Wyndham Clark on the range, playing some pretty good golf, showing his alignment sticks. He's got a chalk line behind the ball. He's got the ball teed up, working on hitting those shallow cuts on the range after his round. If there's one thing in your mind this week that people can do to improve their approach play, what would it be?
Use your putter more.
Wow.
See, this is the old the putter is a great club to make the ball roll, and if you don't have a good enough lie, and with the rye grasses that we have in the winter months and stuff like that, you know, the putter is a 15th club in your bag, off the green, off the, you know, you can get to where you'll see it on this tournament this weekend. They use their putter a lot because of those tight lies. And if you have a tight lie, it's hard to use your wedge. Learn how to putt.
Yeah.
Off-green putting.
Now, but you know, as far as going back to approach play and the iron play, just something on the range as far as the fundamentals, alignment stick, teeing it up, a little chalk line behind the ball, as far as, you know, looking at takeaway. Is there anything, you know, this week that, you know, you would like players to do?
Well, yes. It's the chip pitch that requires a delicate swing and a swing that might go 3 miles an hour. But you have to set up correctly. You want your more weight on the lead foot and the left shoulder leaning down just a little, because like Harvey Penick always told us, you know, hit the grass in front of the ball, not behind the ball. If you hit behind the ball, you're going to chunk it and the ball's going to go a third of the distance. So lean into the shot, choke down on the club, little 7-iron. That's a good little pitching shot. You can take the pitching wedge and lean the shaft forward and hit, and that causes a downward motion, and that's what you want when you're just trying to chip, pitch, and putt.
Now, and you don't, you're really not, as far as 7-iron and below, you know, 7, 8, 9 P, you're really not interested in your students taking in 100% swing at that golf ball with the shorter irons. Is that right?
Right. No, the irons, you know, the wood club, or you know, that's 44 inches long, it's a long golf swing. Now, when you start from the pitching wedge and move forward through the irons, the swings are short, efficient, under control, and it's a 60 miles an hour swing, not 110 miles an hour. And that's you got to be able to vary your speed, to vary the distance, to get the ball to do what you want the ball to do. If you're going to spin it, if you're going to just release it, take your time. Take your time. Caress the shot.
Wow.
You know, caress it. You don't have to hit it too hard. That ball's designed to roll.
You're just sweeping that grass, aren't you, Charlie?
You can sweep that grass, yeah.
Maybe catch a little.
Just don't smoke it.
All right, we got to take a quick break. On the other side, we'll make a pick for the Phoenix Open. I guess we're making a Super Bowl pick. Might need AJ's help with that on the ones and twos. We'll be back after this.
It's the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
You know, Charlie, before the week started, you know, I do a pick show every Tuesday, and you know, I had Tom Kim at 70-1 last week.
Oh.
And that was in the mix. He ended up finishing seventh. But I mean, the broadcast, CBS, and I love CBS. You know, me and Charlie both obsessed with Jim Nantz. Jim hosted this show 30 years ago. And Frank Nobilo and Dottie Pepper, Colton Yost, Trevor, they all do a great job. I mean, it's the best broadcast on the planet. But Frank and Ian Baker, they were destroying Tom Kim last week for the pace of play. And we talked about his pre-shot routine. I mean, he's standing over the golf ball for, you know, 15, 20 seconds before he pulled the trigger. And so I was thinking about taking Tom Kim again this week. But I was kind of going, God, how do you stand over the ball for 15 seconds in front of this crowd in Scottsdale? But we heard, and we had some audio from it from last night. This is a kid who's really embracing the crowd noise, actually. And I should have picked up on that at the President's Cup when he was, you know, hyping everyone up. And, you know, he had a problem with putts that weren't given to him. He just knows how to put on a show. At 21 years old, 3 PGA Tour wins. This guy knows how to put on a show. Scotty can't. He was struggling with the putter a little bit to start this season. Charlie, Scotty Cameron put a new putter in his bag last week. I can't believe I didn't take him to start this week, but my pick going into the weekend, and hopefully Scheffler and Spieth, you know, they're going to be all over, you know, the leaderboard as well. I got to go with Tom Kim at 8-1 heading into the weekend. What do you think, Charlie? You think Scheffler, Spieth, they're going to come track everyone down? Unbelievable what they're doing.
It's going to be a shootout. I'm not sure. You know, there's quite a few guys that are within three shots, and I think at three shots you shoot 62, 61. That's going to win yourself a tournament. But Tom Kim, when he came on tour and he won a couple tournaments at the age of 21.
Yeah.
I mean, he's shown that he's an exceptional ball striker and a good thinker.
Yeah.
And he plays to the crowd, and he did a good job playing in the President's Cup against United. He's got a little hot dog in him.
Oh.
You know, but that's okay.
He's ready to go piss some people off, Charlie, you know, out there. I think that's it, you know, I mean, and we need, you know, the tour needs a little bit of that, Charlie. You know, I mean.
Oh, sure. The youth has got, you know, you got to keep feeding it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can see we've missed Justin Thomas and Spieth.
Yeah.
You know, their youth and just their presence. So it's a game that you know the 50-year-old can play against the 21-year-old, and I like Tom Kim.
Yeah,
and he's Korean.
Yeah,
and but
lives in Dallas.
Yeah,
had Christmas dinner with Spieth a couple of years ago. Good friends with Scheffler. He played with Scotty the last 2 days and played very well. Once again, you've got a lot of star names, you know, coming up this leaderboard. Thomas Dietrich is a very commendable player leading the way at 12 under. And then you've got, you know, my winning pick for this weekend's got to be Tom Kim at 8-1, but you've got Jordan Spieth also in a tie for fourth at 9 under. Daniel Berger back in the mix. He's in a tie for 7th at 8 under. Justin Thomas in a tie for 7th at 8 under. And Scheffler's right there. I mean, you know, only 5 back at 7 under and a tie for 12th. But once again, Tom Kim, my pick at 8-1 heading into the weekend. Charlie, what do you got going this weekend? I know you've got a college team from the Northeast coming down?
From Oklahoma.
Okay.
From Lawton, Oklahoma, where I was in the Army. And I had befriended the commanding general of the post became the president of Cameron University. And so I helped support the team a little. A good friend of mine has been the coach there for many, many years. And so they're coming down to Houston to play in the tournament at Golf Club of Houston. And we're going to, you know, host them a little. So yeah. It's a good program, and kids from all over the country, they recruit very well.
You see that a lot, you know, as far as this time of the year when teams and, I mean, I know, you know, Oklahoma, but they're obviously getting, you know, hammered with cold weather. But you have teams from the Northeast come down and mm-hmm. play in Arizona and play in Florida and pros open up their facilities for these teams. Yeah, it's really a great thing.
When I was at Houston Country Club and I had the allegiance to the University of Toledo golf program and their coach, they'd come down, we'd play Houston Country Club, or I'd get them on Champions. And all the northern schools come south for spring break.
Yeah.
And then they also come and play in the tournaments that, like, University of Houston hosts a great tournament, Golf Club of Houston.
The Bayou Classic.
Is that what this is called? Yeah. So it's fun to see these kids.
Now, before you were the head pro at Houston Country Club, did University of Houston already have the relationship with the club, or did you connect the dots between you and Dave
Forrester? Dick Forrester, when he was the golf pro, he befriended Coach Williams, and he would let them visit the old Houston Country Club, and then also the present one. And we support the college programs, the Rice program. I supported. So
you saw some, unbelievable players come through there.
Yeah.
Freddie Couples, Blaine McAllister, Jim Nantz.
Yep. Ed Fiore.
Yeah. Legend. Took down Tiger.
The grip.
Is that what they'd call him?
Yeah.
Steve Elkington, the logo. Ed Fiore, the grip.
Yes.
Yeah. How's your guy Angel doing over there in Morocco?
Well, he had a good second round, but today he finished the third round and he's back to even par. But he's got a ways to go to get used to the nerves of competing for a championship. I thought he would do better today, but he just, you know, last five holes went good for him.
Yeah. Still in a tie for 25th. His second round, very impressive, 68, Charlie. What's it like getting ready for the Masters? I mean, you know, I know it's February. April is, you know, kind of it's around the corner, you know, 2 months away.
Yeah.
When does he start getting kind of, you know, when does the preparation start?
He's trying to play as much as he can. He doesn't have an exemption on the Champions Tour. He has to rely on invites. He'll play wherever he can.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll be back in the Florida swing, California, and then leading up to
Augusta.
Augusta.
How excited is he to get back there?
Oh, he dreamt about it for 2.5 years when he was incarcerated, and he replayed his victory over and over and over. So it's golf has so many great memories.
We've seen Freddie Couples, another, you know, one of your, you know, former students. We've seen him remain, you know, I know he hasn't maybe contended at Augusta the last 2 years, but well into his 50s and early 60s, we'd see Freddie, you know, pretty much contend at Augusta every year. Was at least in the scenario going into Sunday. Augusta National, really, it doesn't pay attention to age, does it?
Well, it kind of makes you young.
Jack at 46.
Hogan.
Yeah.
You know, Hogan finished fifth at 60 or something like that. So, those memories are
Tiger with a fused back.
You know, Tiger will be playing this year, it looks like, if he's playing out at Torrey. This coming weekend. So, it's great memories. You play by memory and bring those good positive vibes up.
You know, with Spieth rounding into form, there wouldn't be anything cooler than seeing, you know, two Augusta greats, Spieth and Scheffler, battling it out on Sunday. you know, at the Masters this year. I think that'd be a great scenario. So many players. So many great players.
The guy that doesn't want that is Rory.
Yeah.
He wants to win because it's a Grand Slam. You think he can do that?
I think the putter is a massive issue for Rory at the Masters. I know, you know, 2011 was his last great chance. You remember he hooked it left on 10. I'm coming at this, you know, purely from a data standpoint. What's held back Rory at Augusta has been the putter. And I think Scheffler and Spieth, you know, they've especially proved in the last 3 years, you know, that they've got that place figured out, you know, but.
Well, Nicklaus has a great saying, don't make golf more important than it really is. And right now when Roy thinks about Augusta and thinking about being the sixth man to make the Grand Slam, you know, it's really important. So I hope he does it. I want to see him win.
We got two players right now, you know, who could potentially finish off the Grand Slam this year. Rory at Augusta, and then Spieth just needs a PGA, just a PGA championship to complete the career Grand Slam.
How about Mickelson?
Oh, yeah, U.S. Open. Oakmont. Mickelson at Oakmont?
You know, he says that course is dangerous. It hurts you. Remember when he came out with
that? Yeah. It wasn't dangerous for Angel.
No.
Won it there. 07.
Victory.
Charlie, great job today. AJ, thank you behind the ones and twos. We'll see you next Saturday, midway through the Genesis at Torrey Pines South, where Tiger's going to be making a return. We'll talk then here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.